Welcome to Living as a Jew, a daily lesson in the Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, a project of the Chabad of Kerry Jewish Center. Chapter 111, The Search for Chametz. By way of introduction, chametz is a very severe prohibition. There are many types of food that are not kosher throughout the year, but chametz stands in its own category for a number of reasons, as we will explain in later chapters. So while the Torah says you cannot eat ham, or you cannot eat non-kosher wine, there's no mitzvah to search for it, and to burn it, or to nullify it, chametz is a very special and unique mitzvah. In general, there are three different things we do in order to make sure that we do not have chametz before Pesach. Number one, the chametz that we know about and we do not want in our house, we remove it, we get rid of it. Anything that's left, we burn it. Then there is the chametz that we are unaware about, and that is what we will nullify and will render ownerless like the dust of the earth. Finally, there is the chametz that we know about and still hope to be able to use, to eat, to utilize. After Pesach, that is the chametz that we will sell to the non-Jew prior to the beginning of the holiday, as we will explain. So these are three different methodologies we use to ensure that we do not eat or own or benefit from chametz, and each works in a slightly different way depending on what type of chametz we are dealing with. Chapter 111 specifically refers to the chametz that we are checking in order to remove from our house. Now, even though the official search for chametz takes place the night before Pesach, so this year, Seder night falls out on Friday night, the search for chametz is Thursday night. Nonetheless, this is just the final search for chametz. Ideally, we should be looking and searching and cleaning our homes in the weeks before this time, but it is the night before Pesach where we have this special mitzvah to do this final search. Hopefully, by that time, we are dealing with a clean house. The mitzvah kicks in immediately at nightfall, and it is such an important mitzvah that a half an hour before nightfall, from that moment and on, one shouldn't sit down to eat a meal, one shouldn't do any work in order that you don't get distracted with another activity and fail to search for chametz that night. This is a unique search. It is done with a candle, specifically a beeswax candle, if you have that available, and it should be a candle with only one wick, not like a Havdalah torch that has a number of wicks all mixed together. Now, in the event that you do not have a candle, one could still use a flashlight. One could even make a bracha when searching with a flashlight, but one should endeavor to have all the proper materials for the search for chametz, which includes the candle and the feather and the wooden spoon and the pieces of chametz, as we will explain. This search for chametz should include every single room in the house that it is possible that you brought chametz in during the course of the year. Include attics, include garages. If these are places that it's possible you had a snack, it's possible you ate there, possible you stored food, these are places that have to be searched. Additionally, during the search for chametz, one also needs to search their car or search office places. These two must be searched, all assuming that you will access those places during Pesach and you're not completely selling it prior to the holiday. Now, as mentioned, this mitzvah is this night of the 14th day of Nisan. And for that reason, if there is someone who is traveling out of town the next morning, they're leaving Pesach on the eve of Pesach and not planning to be home the entire time. Many people like to do this and not have to clean their house for Pesach, and they will sell their entire house to a non-Jew during the duration of the holiday. Being that you were there that night, you should at least take one room of the house and search that one room of the house for chametz and remove the chametz and make the bracha. And then the rest of the house, you can consider off limits and sell that to the non-Jew, but at least that one room you search, because after all, you were in your house the night the obligation to search chametz arose. If, on the other hand, you leave town prior to this time, this year, for instance, you're leaving Thursday or before Thursday, in such an instance, you do not have an obligation to search your house. You will not be there. You can sell your entire home prior to the Yontiv. However, when you do come to your new location, you should still do a search for chametz that night in your new location. Now, technically speaking, if you are a guest in someone else's house, you could fulfill your obligation information via the host who is doing that search, and he ends up being the shliach, the messenger, for you to do bedikas chametz. That said, many people have the tradition of doing their own bedikas chametz. They will symbolically, even if they're staying at a relative's house, give a dollar, give a symbolic amount of money to take ownership of that room that they will be staying in for the duration of the holiday, and fulfill their own mitzvah of searching for the chametz the night before Pesach. Being that this is a holy mitzvah, a very important mitzvah, many people are careful to wash their hands, netilat yadayim, wash their hands 6 times, alternating each hand before conducting the search for chametz. Again, this is not obligatory, but it is something that some people make a point of doing in order to conduct the search in a state of hands being ritually pure. We will continue with these laws in next lesson. A concluding thought. In the year 1765, the founder of Chabad, the Alter Rebbe, traveled to Mezrich. That was the year that he studied under his teacher, the second Hasidic Rebbe, the Maggid of Mezrich, and he returns home in order to celebrate Pesach with his wife, and it's the night before Pesach, and he's searching for chametz and now applying all of the new wisdom that he acquired during his time studying under the great Maggid. And although his house had only one small room, hard for us to imagine living in a one-room home, the Alter Rebbe's search literally lasted the entire night. And the reason is, while we are searching for chametz, there's certainly the external mitzvah, and that is removing the physical chametz from our midst. But together with it, there is also the spiritual chametz, the ego, the attitude, those things that get in the way of our faith, our openness to the divine. As explained in yesterday's lesson, the difference between chametz and matzah is whether it is a hay or a ches. A hay is open at the top, representing our faith in Hashem, representing our openness to change, representing a willingness to be directed by something higher than ourselves. And so for the Alter Rebbe, the search for chametz was very much an internal search of purifying oneself, any remnants, any trace of internal chametz. If someone on the caliber of the Alter Rebbe spent the entire night searching for chametz, certainly when it comes to us, this is a mitzvah to take seriously, both in terms of the physical chametz that we are looking for in, thank God, our much larger homes, as well as the spiritual chametz that can accumulate the entire year. This is an auspicious time to begin the holiday of Pesach in a purified state, telling Hashem, God, I'm ready to be schlepped out of my own Egypt. I'm ready to be yours. It's a tzoreinu, it's a tzoreinu.